Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
We're in Philippians chapter 4, picking it up in verse 13, that very famous passage we're all probably familiar with. Paul's saying, "For I can do everything God asked me to do with the help of Christ who gives me the strength and power." Verse 14, "But even so, you have done right in helping me in the present difficulty." Now, what Paul is referring to in verse 14 is the fact that these believers there in Philippi had blessed him, must have sent him some financial remuneration in some way. But remember, Paul was at this point writing this letter in prison. Now, when we give to those in need, we know that there's not only a benefit to the receiver, but you know, we're benefited as well. So it wasn't really the Philippians' gift herein, but the spirit and the love and the devotions that Paul was appreciating the most. The church in Philippi, indeed, they had done well. I mean, they had more than supported Paul financially. They had done more than pay their tithe. They had learned to separate themselves and their joy from the world, from money and things, from their earthly and present circumstances. They had found the secret to contentment. They had found the path to joy. Paul, too, you see, he had learned, remember back in verse 11, how to be content in any situation. So, such was not an epiphany. It was an experiential lesson learned, really. One that was learned, no doubt, over time, but indeed it was learned. These believers in Philippi, they had grown up. They had matured in their faith, and they did not stay babies in their understanding and in their living. Now, please note that there's nothing to lead us here to think that Paul was or had been seeking a handout from these folks. He goes so far, actually, as to clarify his position in this matter by saying that he did not seek a financial gift, but he did seek to see fruit emanate from their lives and their faith. Now, the latter was an issue of maturity and growth, and Paul did indeed want to see that from them. The account that Paul refers to here, it's that which resides in the eternal. Because, as they say, you can't take it with you. You know, the only part of your stuff that you will see in the hereafter is that which you have sent on ahead in the form of investments in the lives of others, investments in the kingdom battle. Now, this passage is surely to be seen in the light of the whole of the letter as more than just a call to give financially. And that is not the purpose of our speaking about you today here in these devotions. The issue is much greater than that. Verse 15 of our text goes on and says, "As you well know, when I first brought the gospel to you, and then went on my way, leaving Macedonia, only you Philippians became my partners in giving and receiving. No other church did this. Even when I was over in Thessalonica, you sent help to me twice. And I appreciate your gifts, which makes me the happiest, well-earned reward because of your kindness." And the King James and the New King James uses that term, which we mentioned. It says, "Seek the fruit that increases to your account." The account that Paul's referring to here, as we said, resides only in the eternal. The call is for us to stop and, I don't know, truly analyze whether our desires and our commitments and passions really lay where they ought. I mean, are we all in today? Or are we saying that we are something that our lives speak otherwise? I mean, we can't dance out of Luke 12:34 when it tells us, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So, certainly I would ask you today, where is your heart? Maybe the better question, and certainly the more accurate would be, where is your treasure?
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Pastor Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, visit BelieversTogether.com.